Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here. With us this morning is Barry Shamish, an Israeli citizen who for 30 years as an investigative journalist uncovered corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, including the murder of the Rabin, the prime minister, pointing out this was a government operation carried out with the support of some of the key people in government. Well, Barry is going to be talking today about many of the problems over there. One of the things is the Vatican connection. And most people think upon the Vatican as a religious center in Italy, in Rome. But it's far more than that. It is one of the most powerful political forces in the world. There is working within the upper echelon of the Vatican, I believe, very sinister forces, just as they're working within the upper centers of the Protestant movement and the Jewish movement. There are these forces that have an entirely different agenda, and most people don't even know they exist. Certainly, Rome is one of the, the Vatican has one of the largest supplies of gold anywhere in the world. Some people say a quarter of the world's gold is centered there. But they are involved politically throughout the world, but specifically in Israel, specifically in Jerusalem. And so much of what goes on in Israel can be tracked directly back to the Vatican. So with that as a background, it may help you to understand what Barry is going to be talking about this morning. Barry Shamish, you pick up the story.
Yeah, you know the story, and it's complicated. So I've simplified it. We're down to just a few points today instead of the whole story. Now, in retrospect, this was really a very important aspect of my writing in the early 90s. And I found out about this by... Well, I'll tell you how I found out about it. Let's start with the main issue. Last week, Yossi Beilin, that's his name. We're going to stick with him for a while. He's a scoundrel, but boy, did he cause damage. Nonetheless, he wrote a letter in Foreign Policy magazine to the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, and asked him to please dissolve the PA, just break it up, and return the daily control to Israel, just like in the good old days. What he said is that it's a farce. This peace, this Oslo that we negotiated is a farce, and we have to put an end to it. And if we return to the good old days of Israel occupying the Palestinian territories, well, somehow that'll be better.
I think people need to understand.
Israel to behave itself, and it's, listen, the man is twisted, okay? Don't take this seriously. Certainly it was rejected through and through in the Palestinian Authority leadership that what are we going to do, go back to Israel occupying us? Is the man nuts? And so on and so forth. But you have to understand who Balin is.
And I think we need to understand what Foreign Policy magazine is. There are a few magazines that determine, that represent the power elite that controls the world. One of them, of course, is Foreign Policy. It's the official publication of the Carnegie Endowment, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace Foundation, and that along with Foreign Affairs magazine, which comes out of the CFR, is one of the official mouthpieces for the people who rule the world. And that article would not be published in Foreign Policy by a very prominent Jewish politician unless there was a reason for it. But you go right ahead.
Well, again, Balin, now I'm not going to go into the ties to Paris. He was Paris's deputy at the foreign ministry. He worked with Paris sometimes. He worked behind his back other times. We won't dive into that. Just know that between 1993 and 95, it was Balin and Abbas, the same Mahmoud Abbas that he directed the letter to, the head of the Palestinian Authority. He and Balin negotiated what became known as the Balin-Abu Mazen Agreement. Abu Mazen is another name for Abbas. This was Oslo. This was returning the PLO to Israel and arming them. It was a suicidal agreement between, well, Yossi Balin and Mahmoud Abbas. The same Mahmoud Abbas that he is telling to disband the Palestinian Authority, peace has been a failure. Now, which of course means an end to the Oslo process, which sounds really good. It sounds like he's going to the good guys and admitting he's wrong. Nothing of the sort. He wants to see Israel get into even worse trouble by being a real occupier again. It's twisted thinking. Nonetheless, at the same time that he was negotiating for the Oslo peace between Israel and the Palestinians, same timing, the same Yossi Balin was finagling an accord with the Vatican. He was negotiating an agreement for Vatican recognition of Israel. Same time, 93-95. The deals were one and the same. There were two branches, but they were in total coordination with each other. The Vatican agreement and the Oslo agreement are one and the same accord. Now, I don't know how I can stress this, but I'm going to tell you how I learned about what Balin was handing over to the Vatican. And now,
hold that thought.
I hear the music.
Terry, hold the thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Terry Stafford.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way the only way they know how.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And he's, of course, going into the background of this fellow named Balin, who initially was instrumental in negotiating the Oslo Peace Accord, which was, of course, aimed at creating a separate state in Palestine, to bring the Palestinian Liberation Organization and Army back in, which, of course, put in direct confrontation with Israel and has created all sorts of problems for Israel. And now he's suddenly saying it didn't work. But there's something else behind all of this, and there's a relationship between Balin and the Vatican, which is what Barry's bringing out. And the Vatican plays a very important part in world affairs, or at least the sinister element within the Vatican, which most people do not recognize. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I found out about it, here's how I found out about it. What happened was there was a tempest in a teacup. That's what it comes down to. Very serious Israeli politicians exposed what Balin was offering to the Vatican. And they included, well, you don't have to know their names because they all got ruined or dead. There's Shapira. He was the head of Agudat Israel. He was one of the richest men in Israel. He suddenly became bankrupt. Arnon, he was the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. He died at 33 of a heart attack. Shmuel Meir, him I interviewed, and Shmuel Meir was the longest interview. He was, at the time, the deputy mayor of Jerusalem in 93. And, he just leaked the hidden details of what Balin was doing. And, what we're talking about is the extraterritoriality of holy sites in Jerusalem to be transferred to Vatican control. In other words, in Jerusalem alone, there are dozens of top real estate that the Vatican is claiming, and not enough to be under Israeli control in the country that is actually controlling the real estate. Supposedly, the Vatican wants hegemony. They want sovereignty. They want to be in Israel as a separate entity, not as part of Israel. In other words, a brand new Vatican, many of them, will be spread around Israel if Balin has his way. Now, what can I say about Shmuel Meir? He told us the details. They were accurate. And while poor Shmuel, his car was crushed by a UN truck driven by a PLO driver. The driver was questioned for about 5 minutes before being released by Israel police. He was murdered. Anyone who opened their mouth about what Balin was doing with the Vatican just didn't live very long. That's two dead and one bankrupt of the primary leakers. And they did try and tell the Israeli public what Balin is in fact doing. Now, let's not get lost again. While Oslo was being negotiated by Balin's team, the Vatican Accord was being negotiated by Balin. All at the same time, together. Understand, the concept is quite simple. The Vatican Accord and Oslo were the same agreement. People don't understand that, but they were. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's a very famous story in Israel, but it's again, we go back to this tempest in a teacup. It's gone. It was so significant. Yossi Balin negotiated what in Israel is called the stinky deal. The Targil HaMasriach, that's what it's called. The stinky deal. And I don't know how the Israeli public has such a short-term memory, but here's the story of how Israel got the PLO back into its own territory and many hundreds of its, or thousands of its citizens murdered since this deal. Look, Paris, back in 1991, was the foreign minister of Israel. He sent Yossi Balin to Egypt. Four times, mind you. It's a long story. We're going to make it short. He was negotiating with Saeed Kamal and, again, Mahmoud Abbas. And again, to simplify this Cliff's Note version of events, it was to Mahmoud Abbas that Balin sent the note in foreign policy telling him that we failed to break up the Palestinian Authority. Same guy. Now, what they were discussing was just out and out the real thing, treason. They were trying to create a deal. The elections of 92 were coming up. There were 17 of the 120 Knesset seats belonged to Arab parties. Labor, no matter what, never had a chance to be elected unless all those Arab parties shifted allegiance from their own parties to Labor or a left-wing party called Meretz, Labor or the left. This was the deal. Now, if the PLO could shift the votes and Labor would get into power, what Labor promised them, first of all, they would cancel the law that forbids meetings with the PLO. Remember, Balin should have been sent to prison for dealing with the PLO. Now, eventually, by the way, the votes were shifted. But look what they got for it. The new Labor government would freeze Jewish settlements and would give recognition to something close to a PLO state. All this was promised if the Arabs switched to Labor. Now, you go on the internet and you look at how many Arab seats there were before 1992. The number, I believe, is 17. And after the 92 elections, the number dropped to 4. What the PLO did, basically, they didn't do it all the way. You need a little blackmail afterwards because Labor was still short of a majority. But what it comes down to is the Arabs got labor back in power. It was the Jewish election. The Jews had nothing to do with the government. It was the Arabs that elected Yitzhak Rabin. It was supposed to be Peres. Things went wrong. Rabin was the leader. That caused all kinds of complications when he didn't like the Oslo Accord and he didn't like the Vatican Accord. Peres was still running the diplomacy. Balin was his hitman. And we'll explain what I mean by that very, very shortly. But Rabin was the prime minister. That's what the people wanted. And what they got was the Palestinian Authority settling in Israel. This is what, I don't know if I explained this well. It's a very complicated issue. Balin shifted the votes and rigged an election to get labor back into power, to get the Oslo and the Vatican Accords ultimately as law. Ultimately. Things didn't work out exactly as he anticipated, but that was the plan. It's called the Stinky Deal. In Hebrew, Hatargil Hamasriach. And everyone in Israel knows about this Stinky Deal. But Balin, well, one of the conditions that they told the PLO was when the Labor Party returns to power, it will cancel the law that forbids meetings with the PLO. What Balin did, he knew was illegal, and it was a major felony. It was treason. But after Labor got into power, the first law they passed, the first law that Rabin passed as prime minister ended the ban on meetings with the PLO retroactively. Imagine retroactively declaring murder legal to get your friends, the murderers, out of prison. They're all free because murder is now retroactively legal. That's what the Labor government did. They retroactively permitted meetings with the PLO and then the Oslo, well, legal. It became semi-legal to negotiate with the PLO. Now, the reason, now this is complicated, and I warn you, but I'm doing my best here. Look, Balin didn't go to Oslo. Instead, he sent two flunkies to Oslo. They were Yair Hirschfeld and Ron Pundak. These were the negotiators. With Balin in the deep background, he wanted an excuse in case they got caught. So he was very deep background. And Hirschfeld and Pundak, these two very, very obscure left-wing academics, were meeting with the PLO in Oslo and negotiating the accord. Now, here is where I come in personally. In February of 1994, remember, the first Oslo Agreement was signed in November. The first Vatican Agreement was signed in November of 93. Just keep that in mind if you're being confused. Just live with it, all right? Just live with it. Go with the flow. And my partner at the time, his name was Joel Bainerman, we interviewed Ron Pundak. Now, the reason for this is I was at a Hanukkah party, so it was in December January. I was at the home, well, my friend Lenny Wolf was good friends with Ron Pundak, And he said to me, how would you like to interview Ron Poondock? And I said, yeah, sure. You want to talk about inside information, you go to the guy who negotiated the Oslo Accord. Now, we met him. Well, he gave the Halloween show of the typical leftist, which in Israel those days, I think it still stands. You know, the wireframe glasses, the vest. I bet Joel, I said, he's going to be wearing a vest and have wireframe glasses. I never saw the man before. There he showed up, a very, very committed leftist in uniform. Now, Joel and I, well, Ron Poondock just thought we were admirers of his. And why not? I mean, we weren't dressed, no kippahs. We were wearing jeans. We could have been a left-wingers. And again, I shared a friend with Ron Poondock who was left-wing. So all in all, he just shot off his mouth.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shammy.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Media Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shammish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. Now, this, I would say, get Save Israel if you want the Vatican, although it's in the last days of Israel and Israel betrayed. The early books have the details about how it got the truth of what the Oslo Accord was. The Oslo Accord was the Vatican Accord. The Vatican Accord was the Oslo Accord. They were in coordination. You get the books at lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. Get the black and white books. The color books are way too expensive. Well, you get there and there's a search box and you have to write in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That spells Chamish. That'll take you to my books. My website is barrychamish.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button at the bottom of the main page. And yes, I'm very grateful. And you'll get a personal reward if you contribute to the work I do. Now, let us go back to the meeting with Ron Poondak. Now, it's very relaxed. I mean, he's relaxed. He thinks he did Israel a favor, and he is, well, we're admirers of his, and he was just basking in this interview for our little newsletter that he was doing. Now, what he told us was actually shocking. In retrospect, it was shocking. At the time, I soaked it in, and I had a witness in Joel, and I've told this story enough times, and nothing changes. Now, the first thing, not the first thing, but amongst the things he told us, was that from the first day we arrived in Oslo, we coordinated our negotiations with the State Department. I said, what? And he said, yeah, Warren Christopher, you know, he was really skeptical at first, but later he became really, really helpful to us. Now, this is from the horse's mouth. Now, here is the way it was played out in Washington.
For our listeners, of course, Warren Christopher was the American Secretary of State at the time. Go ahead.
Right. Well, Clinton's Secretary of State.
Right.
Now, if you remember in August of 93, which you don't, but refresh your memory, that's what Google is for. When this negotiations, the Oslo negotiations were announced by Israel and the PLO that they had concluded a framework for peace, well, first of all, Bill Clinton was shocked. Just absolutely shocked. He wasn't even sure if he would accept these negotiations as legal, so he said. Now, of course, the next month, the pre-Oslo Rabin and Arafat and, of course, Paris, what's he doing there, all met in Washington and signed, well, these were the principles of Oslo, with Bill Clinton. Remember, the American government were the co-signers of Oslo. Now, what Poondak told us means that Clinton was lying through his teeth that he didn't know about the negotiations. And secondly, a very, very scary connection. Warren Christopher and Bill Clinton were both prominent members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which means that Oslo was negotiated with the backing. It was a CFR negotiation. And this is all, it's all very logical once you get the hang of the truth. if you keep believing that Clinton was shocked and we're not even sure these were legitimate legal negotiations, if you believe the story they told you, then you believe a lie. All right? And I got Ron Pundak somehow through my charm and good humor. He told us, one, it was he didn't use the word CFR back negotiation. He said State Department. Nonetheless, I inferred and I'm allowed. Now you've got the next thing. We're about to leave. All right, the time has come to leave. It's been an hour and a half. And as I'm making the gestures that, okay, it was a good interview, thanks a lot, see you later, he says, my boss, that's Yossi Beilin. Remember, Oslo was being negotiated, according to Pundak, Paris didn't know a thing about it. Paris brought in the Vatican after he found out he was jilted by Beilin. There were only, I think it was four people who knew the negotiations were taking place in Israel. And that was Rabin, Uri Shavir, Pundak, and Hirschfeld. That's it. No one else knew. These were super secret negotiations. And he told us how that worked as well. But more to the point, he says, my boss, again, Yossi Beilin, doesn't believe in borders. Borders cause wars. When Oslo is complete, Israel won't have borders. And then he goes on and says, I say to him, well, if there's no borders, there's no Israel. And he says, nah, something better is going to happen. Israel is going to blend into a new Middle East trade bloc. Now, the insanity of pushing this, that the people in power of Israel are actually pushing this.
It's very, very similar to what we're seeing, this whole idea of doing away with the sovereignty of the United States and melding us in with Mexico and Canada. It's this sort of internationalist dream of doing away with borders and sovereignty. Go right ahead.
Well, again, I got it from the horse's mouth. And believe me, back then, I didn't know what he was talking about. Israel won't have borders. What it comes down to is that Beilin was pushing not just a radical point of view. This is way, way, way beyond radical. What he's pushing down the throats of Israel is, number one, your borders go. Oh, I hear the music.
You're hearing the music? We'll be back in a moment here at the American Theater.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Ann and I will get back to Barry for the last segment of this morning. But basically, there is an effort to do away with the sovereignty of Israel as an independent nation, to give up much of the land there to the Vatican. Israel has been under attack for a long period of time by people in positions of leadership, and the average Israeli has no understanding. I mean, why in the world would they be doing everything they can to destroy the homes of the settlers over there, certainly to give more and more authority and power to the Palestinian Authority? But you go right ahead.
Well, let's do the story. Remember, I had it down to 5 points. The final point, Shimon Peres was kept out of Oslo. He found out about Oslo in April of 93, and he dismissed it at first. Then he figured out it's the only game in town, and he's an irrelevancy, and that was it for him. He asked his friend Marek Halter. We know this because Halter gave an interview to La Stampa in Italy and Hadashot in Israel, and what he says is remarkable. Listen closely. Marek Halter said in May of 1993 he was asked to deliver a letter from Shimon Peres to the Pope. Within this letter, again, from Halter, Peres promised to internationalize Jerusalem. Now, his plan is very complicated. The UN would get political control of the old city of Jerusalem, but the Vatican would have sovereignty, hegemony was the word, over the holy sites within the UN-controlled old city of Jerusalem. Now, it gets wackier. You could come to Jerusalem without passports. It would be the world duty-free shop. I mean, Jerusalem becomes holy city to the Las Vegas of the Middle East, with where anything goes. But more to the point, Israel would, well, relinquish sovereignty over parts of its capital to the Vatican. Now, this got out, and by the way, not small time. It was the Halter interview was front page news in Haaretz in their weekend paper. It was not a small issue. I keep trying to tell people this. Israelis knew, but Israelis forgive, I mean, beyond forgive. What it came down to, look, when this article came out, it was February, just before Passover. Peres used to go to Passover Seder services and do politicking to his worst enemies, the Haredim and the religious leadership. They all canceled him. They all said, we're not having the guy who's handing over hegemony of our land to the Vatican in our capital. He's not coming to our table. So Peres had to come up with an explanation, and what a stupid explanation that was again believed. He said, yes, there was a cable from the Israeli embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry, saying that we would be handing over hegemony to the Vatican, but and Paris admitted the cable was real, but someone had whited out the word "not." So the cable really said that Israel would not hand Jerusalem over to the Holy Pontiff. Look, it gets stupid. I'm not saying that that this is your average everyday politics or public reaction. This is what Israelis, they're so overwhelmed with backstabbing, they let this pass. The rabbis invite him back. I mean, really, if the cable said he was not going to hand over Jerusalem, no reason not to invite him to our Passover tables. This story, again, proves beyond belief that Paris was snubbed by Rabin for Oslo. He found out about it in April. He panicked, and he brought the Vatican into the negotiations. This is one of the reasons Paris was snubbed in the original Oslo secret negotiations. They knew that he would do something very harmful. Well, as soon as he found out about Oslo, he brought in the Vatican, and from that point on, from May of 93, when the Vatican got their offer, when the PLO got its offer, everybody is getting Israeli land. The PLO is getting the West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem, matter of time. The Vatican is getting hegemony, sovereignty over its properties throughout Israel, including Jerusalem. And now they're coalescing into one disgusting, let's get Israel agreement. You can call it Oslo, but when you say Oslo to me, you're also including the Vatican Accord.
Okay, go ahead.
That was okay? That,
sure,
was
that
basically
was
the story.
Better.
Pardon me?
That was a good presentation that basically, so people can begin to see how it all fits together. Go right ahead.
I'm going to repeat this. You have to get my early books, and they're not expensive. $14 will get you Last Days of Israel or Israel Betrayed. The early books tell the research I did between, again, Oslo and Vatican. You may as well just write Oslo-Vatican. They're the same accord. You get them at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you see the search page, write in my name, Chamish. If you want to know the details of what Oslo really is, and you want to know the fact that the hidden partner of Oslo is the Vatican, well, this was the perfect coordination between those who rule us. CFR does Oslo, the Vatican does Vatican. You have the CFR and the Vatican working hand in hand to absolutely destroy Israel.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and just with me. It's a complicated situation, but you must understand Jerusalem is more or less the center of everything going on in the world today. We're moving towards a new war in that area. We're going to see a war with Iran, with the Muslim world. Everything is being set up. It doesn't make any sense, but there are powerful spiritual forces behind this. There are powerful spiritual forces behind the effort to make Jerusalem the center of the world. But it won't be controlled by Jews. It will be controlled by the internationalists, by the CFR, by the Vatican, all of which part of the power structure that really rules the world. Behind the scenes, you probably think, why decisions are made in Washington, D.C.? We have our Congress, and we have our House, and our Senate. No, ladies and gentlemen, the real decisions as far as America are made at the Harold Pratt House at 68th Street in New York City, the headquarters of the Trilateral Commission. And unless you know who these people are, which, of course, you'll never learn from the regular media, you can't understand anything going on today. We get certain information, but the real power structure is working behind the scenes. They have an agenda. Their goal is to wreck and destroy our economy, to do away with Christianity as we know it, replace it with a new religion where God loves everybody and everybody loves everybody else. And unfortunately, that is not what Christianity is really all about. That's why you need to get Chuck Christmas's wonderful book of The Secret of the Lord. And you must understand what's really going on in Christianity today. Let me suggest Joe Schimmel's excellent new DVD. It's called The Emergent Church. The Emergent Church. We carry it. If you haven't seen this DVD, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. We have it. We have so much in the way of material. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, if you want to know, Cindy, about the forces, the secret forces working behind the scenes. If you want to know how they're poisoning our food, how they're poisoning our water, how they're poisoning the air, this wonderful new DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. They're actually spraying today. This is why the levels of aluminum are going up in the soil. You don't know that. I had a program yesterday afternoon with one of the callers from New York was talking about how he has, of course, he has doing a lot of gardening. They have the soil analyzed, and of course, the aluminum levels have gone to the ceiling. We talked to people from the Invita Clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. They test their patients for aluminum. The levels are going up in the aluminum. Rosalind Peterson, who worked for the Department having to do with farming, agriculture, things like that here in California. They've analyzed the soil. The aluminum is going up, changes the pH of the soil, dramatic increase. They've biopsied whales throughout the world. 2,000% increase in the levels of aluminum in the blubber of whales. You need to get the DVD by Rosalind on geoengineering. You need to get the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, you can hear us on the internet 24 hours a day. Pray for America, but please pray for the children.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and security.